Welcome to the first episode of KC's Lenten podcast, Into the Wilderness. If you have not already listened to the introductory episode of this series, titled Lenten Podcast Intro, I'd encourage you to check it out and join me back here once you're done. The intro episode will walk you through both the purpose and structure of our time together. Now let's begin. Please pray along with me. God of call, God of transformation, God of the Lenten journey, help us to discern your still, small voice. Open us to change and growth as we seek to walk with Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. Matthew 4, verses 1 to 12. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him, "It is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. "All this I will give you," he said, "if you bow down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." Then the devil left him, and angels came and attended him. This devotional is an invitation to a journey. Over the next 6 weeks, we will trace Jesus' own steps along his 40 days in the wilderness. In Matthew 4, we see the Holy Spirit lead Jesus into the desert where he fasts for 40 days to prepare his heart, soul, and mind for his ministry, and ultimately his death. During this time, he is confronted by the enemy who uses the allure of sustenance, spectacle, and power to tempt him to abandon or circumvent God's plans for the world. But Jesus would not be diverted from his mission to rescue us. He would not accept any satanic quick fixes or boost to his power. He heads out into the wilderness with singular focus. He denies himself sustenance, spectacle, and power to offer himself to his heavenly Father, body, mind, and soul, to surrender himself completely to the Father's will. And Lent is our very own little wilderness. It's a 40-day period to follow in the steps of our Savior, to acknowledge all the ways we have chosen the world, the flesh, and the devil instead of God, and to offer ourselves again to Him. But Lent isn't about our faithfulness. We are not working our way into God's good graces. We're already there. Jesus begins his 40 days in the wilderness hearing the Father say, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." Remember that, likewise, your starting point is this, being extravagantly loved by God. For you to walk boldly into the wilderness, free of hiding and shame, you need to trust that the Lord sees all of you and receives you as you are, while at the same time desiring to take the dead places within you and bring them back to life. Joel 2, verses 12 to 13. "Even now," declares the Lord, "return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love, and he relents from sending calamity." I will now lead you through a period of contemplation, pausing often for your own personal time with the Lord. As we go along, pay attention to any words, thoughts, or images the Holy Spirit reveals to you in this time. Lord, what is keeping me from offering myself to you in this season? I take a moment to confess it to you now. Is there something, Holy Spirit, you are leading me to give up for the duration of this Lenten journey so I can seek you with greater focus and clarity? Reveal it to me now. Is there anything that is keeping me from beginning this journey free of hiding and shame, resistant to how extravagantly loved I am by you? I confess it to you now in confidence that you receive me just as I am. Joel 2, verses 12 to 13. Even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love, and he relents from sending calamity. Joel 2 says to return to God with our whole hearts, our whole selves. Spend the next few minutes offering yourself to God, body, mind, and soul, asking him to do whatever he wills over the next 6 weeks, for him to reveal whatever he wants to reveal, for him to speak however he wants to speak. As you're sitting there, if you sense any apprehension or apathy in your own heart, acknowledge it without any judgment and simply ask God for the desire to desire more of him in this season. During this time, you can pray your own personal prayer of offering, a personal prayer of surrender, or I will lead you through a prayer in a moment. Lord, we confess that the simple pleasures of life, the temptation of evil, and deep-rooted sin has dulled our hunger for you. It says in your word to return to you with our whole hearts, so we begin this journey by offering ourselves to you. As we trace your steps through the wilderness, grant us the courage to let you into dark places, knowing that you come in mercy to shine resurrection light. As we forego the simple pleasures of this world to chase after you, nourish us with your word and fill us with your presence. As we follow you in the way of the cross, dying to the world, the flesh, and the devil, make us fully alive in you, Jesus. Lead us and guide us, we pray. Amen. So Lord, we thank you for the gift of this time together. We give it to you as a Lenten offering, a gift of ourselves. We thank you for being with us, for speaking to our hearts, strengthening our faith, and reminding us that we are not alone in this journey. You have led us here in grace. We ask that the transformation begun in us will continue. Amen.